hustler, a middleman that buys and sells right away, if he sells it at a very cheap price, it's his mechila, because he knows exactly what the real price should be, and if he's selling at a less price, that means he's meichel. So the tagger doesn't have a dinner, no. It means if he gets gypped, he can't complain and get his money back later. Rav Ashi Yomar, Ma Yein LaTagar, I know, what does the Yehudi mean to say in the Mishnah? That a Tagar, the merchant, does not have a dinner, I know, that means if he gets gypped, he can't complain. It means, Ein Abiturus, I know. Sha'afilo Pochus Mechtei, I know, Chayzer. Just the opposite. That a merchant, if he gets gypped, if he sold the two less, even if he charged only, let's say, a seventh, too little, he has the right to complain and get his money back. There's no dinner by no. There's usually by less than a no, less than a sixth, we say there's mechila. But by the merchant, though, here there's no din mechila. He doesn't want to lose anything. That's his whole business here. For sure, he made a mistake, and he's not mechila at all. Rashi says, "Nisana dechayev tluyim b'chach." That's his livelihood. V'tikna l'shi achzer. And there's a takana then that you have to return him his money. The guy is a merchant. The guy sells things. He makes his livelihood by selling. So if he made a mistake and sold a little less, he has the right leg to say, "Listen, I made a mistake. Here, give me the money. You have to pay me a little bit more." Tani Gavazir Rav Nachman. I'll bring you proofs for Rav Nachman, not like Rav Ashi. The Tani Gavazir Rav Nachman, that Rav Yudah says, Tagar ein lo yino. Like he says in the Mishnah, a merchant does not have a dinner, no. What's the reason? Mevneishu boki. Here it says clearly, the dinner is because he's a boki. And what are we talking about now? A merchant that buys and sells right away. So if you just bought the object for $10, so why are you selling it now for $5? You know it's worth $10. So if you're selling it for $5, it must be that you need $5 right now. And you know you're getting gypped, like you're losing out. But you're meichel. To you, it's worth it to get $5 right now. That's the svara. Merchant for sure is meichel right away. Therefore, there's no din I know. Then the Mishnah says, Mishut lola v'yoda elo yoyna. Whichever one, the seller or the buyer that got gypped, he has the right, he has the upper hand, and say, I want quits. I don't want this deal to go through. Give me back all my money. Or else he has the right to say, no, just give me back the yoyna. Mani mastizuz na Mishnah go like. The Chura loy Rabbi Nosin, not like Rabbi Nosin. The loy Rabbi Yudan Nosin, not like Rabbi Yudan Nosi. E Rabbi Nosin, because like Rabbi Nosin, Mastis in Katoni Rotza. The Mishnah says here, if he wants to, he could. Or Braisa, like Katoni Rotza. And the Braisa before, it doesn't say the Loch of Rotza. He would have said before the Braisa was, I know, Pochus Mishtos Nikna, Mekach Yesera Shtos Boto Mekach, Shtos Karno Machter, I know, Div Rabbi Nosin. Doesn't say Rotza. Yeah. Rashi says, "Look, Tana Rotsa means Ela Korche Kono Umach Leino." Before in the price that we had, according to Rabbi Nosin, that when somebody jip you a sixth, the locker is the mechira for sure takes place. You can't retract the sale. Just you have a right to ask back for the shtus for that sixth that he charged you. That's all. And now Mishnah Rabbi Yudah says, "No, if you those if you got jipped a sixth, you have a right to call quits and say you want all your money back." That's not like Rabbi Nosin. E Rabbi Yudah Nosin because according to Rabbi Yudah Nosin, Masnisi Katoni Lakeach. The Mishnah says, what lakeach? Braisa katoni moicher. The Braisa talks about the moicher. Rashi says, Masni katon lakeach. Heichet dinestana lakeach katoni. The yoda lo yoni katoni, tainli moisai. Mashma, the Mishnah is talking about lakeach, got jipped. And in the Braisa before Yehuda is talking about the moicher. Yeah. So before it's mashma in the Braisa, the Yehuda Nosi, that by lakeach you would not say this for, only by the moicher. And now Mishni said even by the Lakeach. Vaitig Mar says, so, no, Omer Rebbe Loza, I know Zu any Yudei Mishana. I don't know who learned our Mishnah. Now Mishnah says, I didn't know, I don't know who learned it. Rabbi Ramal Yerlim Rebbe Nosin. Now Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Nosin. Vitoni Nam Bryce, learning now Bryce also Rotza. Learning the Bryce Rotza. That means, if he gypped you a sixth, it's not for sure the sale takes place. Whoever got gypped, has the right to say, I want quits. So the Brai source learns like our Mishnah. So the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Nosin. Rav Amar no. Liyodim Rabbi Yudah Nosi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yudah Nosi. Omad Ishayi. The Mastis will come before the Brai source. There's no Sira. The Brai source talks about the Meicher. The Mishnah talks about Lakeach. But they're both the same thing. But one left out, the other one explained. As our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yudah Nosi. And says, when you got gypped the sixth, whoever got gypped, whether it's the Lakeach, the one that bought it, or whether it's the meicher, the one that sold the charge too little, if he got gypped a sixth, he has the right to say, I want quits. I don't want this mechira. Give me back all my money. But if he also says that he wants, he can say, no, I want the sale to go through. I'm only asking you to give me back the extra sixth. So that's what our Mishnah and Rabbi Yudanasi holds. But the loch is like Rabbi Nosson, we had before, the Rabbi said, not like that. That whenever you only got up to sixth, the loch is, the mechir is chal, you can't retract, only you have right to ask back for yishtus. Omer Ravashi, Ravashi says, Dekanam, I bring your proof also. Tiktoni, it says, Echel lakech v'echel amaycher. I mean, in the Bryson says, Echel lakech v'echel amaycher. No, it's our Mishnah. I mean, our Mishnah says, Echel lakech v'echel amaycher. When we force the lakech, our Mishnah only explains lakech. Shmamina, shiur is shire with amaycher. Mashma, the Mishnah left out the amaycher. Shmamina. Therefore, there's no kasha to say that our Mishnah left out the amaycher, and the Bryson spoke about it. Therefore, our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. But the loch is not the way, the loch is like Rabbi Nosi. Itmar, we learn like this. You tell your friend, I'm selling you something or I'm buying something. I'm selling you something now, I'm selling you my hat. And I'm telling you right now, that as much as I charge you for it, there's not going to be any dinner, no. You have no right to complain to me later and say I gypped you. Even if the hat is only worth $10, and I'm charging you $35, you can't come to complain to me. That's what I'm telling you. So, Ravama Yesh Le'olav Oino. Nothing doing. You can't make such a Tanai. And if he gypped you a six, you have a right to complain and get your money back. Ushmul Amano Ein Le'olav Oino. You're allowed to make such a Tanai like this. You can make such a condition. It's Dini Momnis. You're allowed to make conditions of Dini Momnis. So, the Mar says, the Chur Le'im, let's say, Rav Yamek Rabbi Meir. Rav says, like Rabbi Meir, that you can't make a Tanai even a Dini Momnis. Oh, Shmuel Diyamak Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel says he could make a Tanai and Dinim on this, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Tetanya, we learn like this. Hoi Melisha, somebody says to a lady, Hareyat Mekadeshesli, I want to get married to you. But I'm an ass on a condition, Shein Lucho Alai, Sheik Sus Vieno, you have no right to ask for me for clothing, for food, for I know. So I raise the Mekadeshes, Utanai bought the Dibra Rimeya. Rabbi Meir says, Ishno, the Kedushin is Chal, you're married to her, for this type of a Tanai that you made, which is going against the Torah. The terrorist says that when you get married, you have a chiyuv to support your wife and feed and give her clothing and live with her. So therefore, you can't make such a condition that goes against the Torah. Therefore, the tanai is batal, but the kedushin is chal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'davar shebemoment, what's nageya to feeding her, giving her clothing, tanai kayim. You let her make a tanai to go against the Torah. It's like mechila. Rashi says, "Goin sheik sus nitin la mechila." V'arei mochlo aleno. She's mochel. To live with the tashmish, that's tar haguf. If you don't do it, there is no pasha of mechila. But I call upon him, Rabbi Yehuda Shritur is by dovish. If a moment you can make a tanai, if so, Rav that says yesh the olav no, the tanai is not chal, goes like Rabbi Meir, and Shmuel that says no, the tanai is chal, goes like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, Amalach Rav could answer you no. I know the Yamar Filu Rabbi Yehuda. I can go even go according to Rabbi Yehuda Shritur. That Rav is the one that says the tanai is not chal. I, Rabbi Yehuda, says like Dushin tanai is chal. I say it like this. Ad kan lekom Rabbi Yehuda Hosram up until now. When did Rabbi Yehuda say over there by Kedushin that the tanai is chal? Ela diyod elukam achlo. When she knows about it, like you're telling her outright, listen, here's the ring for Kedushin. I'm getting married to you, but I'm telling you clearly I do not plan to feed you and give you clothing. So since she told it to her and she heard it and she accepted it, that's called the good mechila. Therefore, you don't have to do it. I will hoch but over here, I'm selling you my hat. And I'm telling you I want $35 for the hat. And I'm not telling you how much it's really worth. And you yourself also do not know how much it's really worth. I'm only telling you I don't want a dinner in order to take place. But you do not know for sure you're being shipped or not. I will hoch miyoda de mochel. Who says the guy is mochel? The guy in his own mind may think, listen, I'm not getting shipped. Yeah, I'm paying $35 for the hat. It's a beautiful hat. I think it's a very expensive hat. I think it's worth $35. I do not realize that I'm getting shipped. If so, that's why Rav says the Mechila does not help. So if there's no Raya, Rav has called Rabbi Meir, maybe he can even go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says that I know, I that say that tonight does help, that there's no Yisra I know over here. The Yam, Rabbi Meir, I can even go according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says by the Kedushin that tonight is not Chal. So if so, how come over here by I know that tonight is Chal? I'll tell you like this. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Meir up until now Rabbi Meir did not say. When did Rabbi Meir say if you marry her the tanai is bottle and you still have to give her the clothing and the food? Hosim elo devadai ka'okar because b'shas you make the tanai it's 100% going against the Torah. A condition that goes against the Torah is not called a tanai. It's a gzeras hakosa that you can make a tanai. Really, once you marry, you made the ma'aseh kedushin. It's chal midiraisa. Who are you to make tanoim conditions? It should be chal this way, that way. It's a chiddush akor that you can make conditions. We learn that from Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain. So it's only something that's not vadai oka the Torah. But something that vadai goes against what the Torah says, you can't make such a condition. So to make a condition that the kedushin should be chal, now I do not have to feed you or give you clothing, it's against the Torah, that cannot be chal. Aval hocha, but over here, when I sell you my hat, and I tell you, listen, I'm selling it to you, and I do not want the dinner in order to take place here. Mi yayim the kokar, midi, who says for sure he's jipping you? He did not speak out in Tanai that I'm 100% jipping you and I don't want it to be chal. He just said, I don't want the din of jipping to be chal. I don't want the din of anor to be chal. But he didn't say clearly that I'm jipping you. So since it's not clearly this Tanai against the Torah, it's not really called being oik of the Torah, maybe here it's okay. And Rashi says, Shema lo yeh be yano, maybe in this case it won't be yano. So that's not called the Vadi Akira, therefore the Mechira, therefore the Tanai is good. That's what Shmuel holds. Omer Ravan Ravanan says, L'didi, according to me, Nefashele Menedim Mashmuel, I heard an explanation from Ashmuel like this. Hoi Melechaver, somebody says to his friend, that I'm selling you something. Amana Shein Lecho Alayano, that you have no complaint back to me that I jipped you, that I charge you six more. Then Ein Li Olav Arno, Enechnami, the guy has no right to come and complain. If that was your condition, Amana Shein Lecho Alayano, you have no complaint to me, that's a good condition. In other words, I'm telling you, as if I want you to be Meichel to me. But ain't But let's say the condition is I'm not shein boy I know. I'm making a condition that there should not be a din I know in this sale. I'm selling you something, and I do not want it to be the din of I know in this sale. Harayesh boy I know that you can't do. Lamaisa, there is a din I know in the sale itself. That tonight does not help. Rashi says shein boy I know. That's not the pshat that I'm telling you that I'm jipping you, but I want you to be mechalit. I'm telling you I do not want the din of a nor to apply here. For that you can't say. Because I can't tell you there's no din I know here. If l'maisa I'm charging you more than a six for the hat, so there is a din I know. That's now you can't do. I can only make it tonight. I do not want you to have a tainer upon me. Shein l'cho olai you know. You can't complain against me. Then I can tell you. In other words, even though there is a din I know, I'm just making a condition on you that you should be Michael, that you should forgive here and not have a din to complain against me. That I have a right to say. This is, Maruk, Omer Avonin, saying of it. It's the name of Mashmuel. Next, we have a kash in this. Says Aloha, Hanoise Vanoise Biamono, if somebody does business on trust. Rashi says, Mocha Bamesha Tuchel, I'm telling you what you could, Vetain Li Mahamoyas Lizman Ploini. Like, give me whatever you have right now, and the rest of the money give me later. Vidani Samechalech, I'll trust you. I hire a person to sell for me, like this. I tell you, listen, take my objects here, mocha b'mashturchos, sell it at any price you could. V'tein li yamoises man ploini, and whenever you sell my object, give me the money. And I'm semach on you that whatever you do is good, and I'll pay you for the work, like I'll hire you. You hire somebody to work for you, to sell for you. That's called v'yanoisim v'nosim b'yamona. Or else, v'yoyim l'chaver, somebody tells his friend, that I'm selling you something, amana shem l'cho l'ayanor, that you have no tain of anor against me. Alright, turn over. Here. Again. So what? Again, Hanoi Mesa, nice Bamono, or else Vyoma Lakaveroi. Almana Shen Lucho Alaya no, you have no right to come and complain to take away to have a dinner no. Is only Olav no and Echanami. Staka Khal this Tanai, it's like I'm asking you to be Mechumi and you can't collect no I know later. That's what it says here. So Larav the Omar, according to Rav it says, I know the Yamri Rafil Rab Yuda, I go even according to Rab Yuda. That says what? That Mechilu does not help. If so, Hamani, who does this price go like? Here the price says clearly, you can make a Tanai, Amana Shein Lecho Layano, and the Tanai is Chal. So it's a Kashan Rav. Rav that says the Tanai is no good, he says, I say it according to everybody. So who does this price go like? Rabbi says, Machvata, so we have to come back and say no. That Rav Amik Rabbi Meir. Rav that says the Tanai is not Chal here by Momin, only says it according to Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's Shita, that by Momin Tanai does not help. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Avad the Rav agrees that Tanai is Chal. And therefore this Braisa that says that Tanai is good is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ushmur, now the Yom Rabbi Yehuda,
And Shmuel that says the Tanai Yitzchal goes like a beauty shita. That's what Abaye says. Rava Rava says Lakasha is Lakasha. That says a big difference. Kam b'stam, kam b'mafarish. The difference if you say it's stam or whether you mafarish it. There's a big difference. Rashi says stam means Amnashen lecholayo no lo yodin nechel. He does not know for sure that you're dripping him. Then the mechilut then is no good. But mafarish means shepirish loy. I explain to you clearly and tell you yodayani sheyeshenu. I tell you clearly. I'm selling you my $10 hat for $25. I tell you clearly. Vani moichro lechol amnas. I'm selling it to you now for $25 on a condition shen lecholayo no. That you're going to have no right leg to come and complain back from me. For who in this case I'm Rav Yehuda, the masnil tanai kaim is a good tanai. The dam of the sheol ksus. That's where Rav Yehuda says the tanai is good. Yeah. So it's only by mefarish is it good, but the stam it's no good. So therefore, that was the pshat in Rav. So even Rav says he says according to everybody, but it's chil to him stam and mefarish. The tanai will learn like this. The medvam amurim. When do we say there's a din of eino on both of them? The stam when he sells it stam. Abu ben Meforish, but if he speaks that clearly, the Moicher, he tells you. Abu Meforish Moicher, the Moicher tells you, Shomar, Lokeach, he tells the Lokeach clearly. He tells the buyer that Chayfet Zev, this hat that I'm selling you, Shani Moicher Lokobim Astaim, I'm charging you $200. Yodayani Boy Shein Asher Belamona. I know clearly it's only worth $100. And our mom is making 100% profit here. It's worth $100, and I'm selling it to you for $200. But Al Manah Shein Lokolay, no, I'm doing it on a condition that you can't come to complain back to me. That's the way I'm selling it to you. So ain't li yolav eino. That's takat alocha. You have no right to complain and get your money back. I have a right to say that tonight you can't get. There's no din I know here. V'chein the same thing lakeach shama lemoicher. The one that's buying sells to the seller. Chofet ze shani lakeach. This object that I'm buying off you memoch v'mona. I'm buying it for you for only $1. Yodei ani boy. I'm buying for $100. Yodei ani boy sheshava masayim. I know clearly it's worth $200. But even though I'm only paying you $100, I'm making a condition with you. I do not want you to complain later and say, listen, I paid too little, you want more money. There's no dinner no, the tanai is chal. When you speak out clearly that I'm paying too little or I'm paying too much, the guy knows about it, and that's for sure a svara by mamin that is mechila. You know you're paying too much, you know you're paying too little, the other person is mechila.
Yes, the Gemara says now, Tana Rabbanan, come on, we learned in a brace like this. That we learned before, that you give somebody some merchandise to do business for you, and then you pay him later for the work that he did. So, you're not supposed to make up with him that the bad things that I give you, that like I'll pay you later. But the good stuff that I give you, that's at the regular value. In other words, if I give you, let's say, 2 barrels of wine to sell, one's a good barrel, that's Yofa, and one's a bad barrel. So Rashi learns like this, that Tareza lo yichachu lo yesara b'yamoni v'sa Yofa b'shova. Liyas lo yhamtonos moyes ha'yofa b'scha tirchoi. In other words, this good barrel of wine, I know you sold right away. And the money you receive, you can hold on to it. And that money you could use for like for your payment, that you'll sell me the bad one, and it's going to take you a long time to sell the bad one. Rashi says, Shnei Yenis, you have 2 wines. Yofa, Shiesh, the Olive Kaitzim, a good one that everybody jumps to buy. Lelokhoi, Bavasachas, you'll sell it fast. For Yehara, you have a bad wine. Shena Nimcha, Elevachanush, you're going to sell it in the store. So, Layoimle, now I'll tell this person that's working for you. Hare Lechoi Yofa Bishoviev. Listen, the good wine is its value. What does that mean to say? That what's the payment? That you can hold on to that money until you'll sell the bad one in a chanus. As much as you could. And after you sell the bad wine, then give me back the money, how much both are worth. And I free myself from the fact that you used my money. So that's also to do. So Rashi says, why? The heavy ribbis, because it looks like ribbis. But rather the Gemara says, Eloi, or the Brisa says, Eloi zeb zeb yamona. You could only say, you could sell me both wines, and the price I'll give you is like a percentage wise. How much your pelik will soon see 4% for the work that you did? Oi zeb zeb shover. Or else each one you have to take for the exact price that you sold it for. And for Rashi says, V'yaschar yeshe makabal. And the payment is for the mekabel, and I pay you, and therefore, the Gemara says,
I'll pay you for the work that you had to do schlepping it. Schar gomel, how much you had to pay for the driver, the camel driver, and schar pundik, how much you had to pay for the pundik for your inn that you had to sleep in. Schar atzma en neitel, and I don't pay you the schar to pay yourself. Shekvar nosan lo schar mishalim, because I already paid you schar mishalim. Now, schar mishalim heche ko yoiv, where do I give you the regular payment? So my papa says, the tzadruye di yoiv arba lameya. But Tzadur Rashi says it means merchre bigde canvas, people that sell clothing of canvas, shescha kotzav, there's an exact amount of payment that you pay a workman. And that is 4%. Litein arbo lemeya, 4 to 100. Lev mi shatarak b'mechrosin, whoever worked for your sale. So according to Rashi, there's a little shalav. No, it's a shalav rivis a little bit. That's why Toys does. Might this shot, Toys says, the chur should have been the Gemara in Ezel Neshech. So for Toys has a different shot here. Oh, we're not going to right now. Now the Mishnah says, Kama teya selo chaseiro, how much is the seller missing? For lo yehei boi oino. And there won't be a din oino. In other words, in the Mishnah before we're talking about a sale, if I sell you something, so the moichud lakeh get chipped, that's the loch of oino. Now it's a shayla if I give you a seller, if I give you money, and you're buying it for the face value of a good seller, and it comes out that the coin is missing, it's like rubbed off, and some part of the coin is missing, it doesn't weigh the full weight. So how much of the coin is missing that it's called a good sale, and you can't retract the how much is called oino? So that's called kama te'ya sela chaseri, how much is the coin missing, and v'lo yehei boi oino, there won't be a lach of oino yet. So Rabbi Meir says, boi isorin, if the coin is missing, four isorin, isala dinner. There's four isorin to a seller. In other words, that's if you're missing 4 isorin to a seller, which is really 1/24th. That's isla dinner, because a seller is 4 dinarin, and a dinner is 24 isrin. So it comes out if it's 1/24th, then it's still called okay. That's what the Tanakhama says. That's what Rabbi Meir says. Now, Rabbi Yudi says, Arbor pundiyos, if it's missing 4 pundiyos to the seller. Now, pundiyin la dinner. A pundiyin is to a dinner, which comes out as 1/12. Because the dinner, ishneimos, the dinner is 12 pundiyos. So therefore he says 1/12 is the shear, how much it could be missing. Rabbi Shimon says, Shemoina pundiyos. Now it could even be missing 8 pundiyos to a seller. And shnei pundiyos la dinner, which means it's a regular shtus, that's 1/6. So he holds the same thing of Mekach before, about 1/6. That's the same halacha of Eros, how much the coin is missing less. It's missing less 1/6. Now the Mishnah says, ad mosai mutal hachzer, until how long could it retract? In other words, just like we had before, by I know by Mekach, what about now this I know by the coin? So bakrochim, if you live in the city itself, ad kadeshiyar l'shachani, until you take it home and show it to your money exchanger. As soon as you show it to your money exchanger, that's called, you realize that they're missing, and if you don't come back right away, it's called a mechila. Uv etform, live outside the city, ad arve shabbosah, then you have time to wait till Erev Shabbos. Because that's the time when people come into the city, to the shuk, so then you realize how much the coin is really worth. Im hoya makira, let's say the one that sold it, realized right away the type of a coin he's selling it. So now, afilu liyachah shnei masachodesh, even if it comes back, you have 12, after a year, mekab lemenu, still you should accept it from him, give him another coin. But if you don't, v'yein yu olav elatarumais, if you don't give him another coin, you only can have complaints. That really, this is going back to the Zman of the Mishnah, to the time when he came back too late. So Mikra, then you don't have to return it to him anymore. So you don't have to, but I'll call upon him, he could have complaints against you like Egyptian. So Terumas he could have, but Mikra, then you're not Mechuyev to give it back to him. And now you should know, such a coin that's missing, from it's rubbed off a little bit, the nice no, l'maisa sheni, you're allowed to use it for maisa sheni. V'yein achoshish, you don't have to be afraid to say like it's missing the tzur, it's not good for maisa sheni. Sheni wele nefesh roh. Because someone that does not accept this coin is a bad person. In other words, really this coin is still used on the currency. Therefore, it can still be mechalel ma'aser sheni on it. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding again, Nachnun Beis Amar Aleph. Just let's do the Mishnah over again. The Mishnah was again, Kama Tehei Hasela Chasero, Fulo Yehei Bo Oino. There's such a Pasha of Oino by money also. How much is the money missing if you have a seller? And because he used it a lot, it like rubbed out, how much could be rubbed off it and still you're allowed to use it? It's not called Egypt the person I know. Rabbi Meir Oymer, Abo Isaron, if it's missing four Isarois from a seller, which is Isla dinner, which is really 1/24. If 1/24 of the coin is erased, is missing from it, that's called I know. And not allowed to give and exchange such money, it's called Egypting the person. Called 1/24. Rabbi Yuduraima, Arba Pundiyos, 4 Pundiyos to a seller, which is Pundiyin la dinner, which is 1/12. He holds 1/12, is called Aino. This comes out here, it's much less than the Allah we had before. Before we had, when I sell you something, it's only 1/6. But up until 1/6, you're allowed to make profit. Here, by you start giving over a coin, it was